This is JIS News. Coming up, police to increase presence on main corridors to reduce road crashes. Government provides over $12 million in grant funding to Case Dairy Unit and new development order for Negril Green Island. The news in detail after the break.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said I must make them send me back because she no have nowhere to put me. So I wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. I go work hard because I want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force will be moving to increase the number of police personnel along roadways across Jamaica in a bid to reduce road crashes for 2015. 330 persons died as a result of motor vehicle accidents last year. Commanding Officer Traffic and Highway Division Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen says the police will be paying close attention to areas known as crash hotspots.
Part of our strategy for 2015 is to ramp up our high visibility presence along our main corridors, and in particularly the bad spots. Bad spots are areas in Jamaica where we have had two or more fatal crashes in any one year. So our focus is to continue our strategies and employ this robust high visibility presence throughout these main areas in order to create for better driver behavior.
SSP Allen was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The government has provided $12.2 million in grant funding to the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, to renovate its dairy unit. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says this intervention is in keeping with the administration's thrust to bolster the ministry's dairy development program.
Our dairy farmers are aging, and it is critical that we involve our young people in this rejuvenation and survival of the sector. We are committed to work with CASE and the other tertiary institutions to revamp and upgrade their dairy program with equipment, technical support, and stock through the Jamaica Dairy Development Board.
The government support also includes a donation of 25 Jamaica Hope heifers procured from Surge Island Farms. In addition, two scholarships valued at $600,000 will be awarded annually to students pursuing animal science and or general agriculture. A new development order will soon be signed for the Negril Green Island region of Westmoreland and Hanover. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says under the new order, developers will be allowed to construct commercial buildings up to 4 floors high. Mr. Pickersgill says all relevant stakeholders, including landowners, have been involved in the discussions, and the development order has gone through sequential reviews by the appropriate environmental bodies.
I have before me for confirmation the Negril Green Island Development Order. The process was very involved and started with consultations led by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, many years ago, on behalf of the Town and Country Planning Authority.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking with stakeholders at the Negril Community Center on January 30. He says the new development order will be signed in accordance with Section 7 of the Town and Country Planning Act. And the Canadian Center for Ethics in Sports, CCES, is commending the work of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, in protecting the integrity of local sports. Manager of Anti-Doping Initiatives at the CCES, Karine Henry, says JADCO has made great strides in the areas of testing and doping awareness since its establishment in 2008.
They have achieved a lot in a very short period of time. They are hard at work for your sport and for your athletes. And we've certainly learned a lot as well in the process where we can also help improve our initiatives and our programs back in Canada.
Ms. Henry also lauded JADCO's plans to introduce blood sample testing by the end of March. She was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The CCES is the National Anti-Doping Organization for Canada and has been in operation for over 20 years. JADCO signed a technical support agreement with the CCES in June last year, which sees the Canadian organization providing guidance and technical support to help consolidate JADCO's operations. That was the JIS News. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.